This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, so true that I even know it myself that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, on this lovely Friday, January the 24th of 2025. Day 24th of the year, and only 341 days remaining. As we are broadcasting from our Orlando studios, we are on the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration and Radio Big is the combination of things that we do, no doubt about that. Whatsoever, as we are hanging out doing our thing. Anyways, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety, but it is Freeform Friday. So what does that mean? That means we talk about all the things that we did not catch up on. But I have a few things that popped up last night that we're definitely going to have to talk about today. No doubt about that. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will do the magic trick. Yeah, callinradio.com. All you have to do is, once you get there, is click on there and press the button. It's going to give you three options: audio, video, and text messaging. Those are the options of what you can do. And then you have the choice of how you want to get into this mess. Preferred method, text messaging. Some people will go, hey, if we go in there, why don't we just use, you know, the social media aspects, because I don't check them in real time. That is the legit issue. I do not check that in real time. So that's what happens. So with that being said, well, let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending, because it was a doozy.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, as we talk about the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, let's talk about it. An Australian cruise line responds to a bizarrely offensive costume worn by its staff. We'll talk about that. Amanda Knox has for her court battle, or has her final court battle, better saying. A UK teen is sentenced for stabbing spree in a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Hellman's takes it back to the 80s, and Don Lemon stands behind Matt Lauer. Well, don't stand too far behind him. Details and casting call. Also, a secret nickname for Meghan Markle surfaces. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. But if I will say that we have some breaking discussion, it'll be the next thing. And this is going to be the stuff that we're going to start seeing things change immediately. But President Donald Trump signed an executive order to formally declassify government files connected to the death of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. I have now determined that the continued redaction and withholding of information from the records pertaining to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy is not consistent with the public interest, and the release of these records is long overdue, Trump says in the verbiage of the official order. The order gives the Director of National Intelligence and Attorney General 15 days to present Trump with a plan to fully and completely release the records of JFK's assassination. There are similar 45 day plans and review period of the documents in the RFK and MLK files. Everything will be revealed, Trump said during the Oval Office signing of the ceremony. He directed his aide to give the pen that he used to sign the order to RFK Jr., the nephew of JFK and son of Bobby Kennedy, who is also a nominee to the head of the Department of Health and Human Services. This is according to the White House. So, with that being said, things are on the verge of getting interesting. They really are when we get to listen to some of that information. I mean, people have wanted to know this for a long period of time now. And remember, there was a conversation that was had that there was still an asset that this could hinder if it was known at the time. And there is a belief that the asset, if they are still alive, could be in their mid to late 80s. So some stuff to talk about. Anyways, with that being said, I think it's time for us to bring in our friends from Feature Story News. And let's start featuring some news because, man, is it going to get interesting.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump on Friday visits North Carolina and California, two American states recently ravaged by natural disasters. He's touring damage from Hurricane Helene, which hit the southeast United States in September, and also Los Angeles, where wildfires continue to burn, having destroyed swathes of the city. Benji Heyer reports.
This will be Donald Trump's first trip of his second term. He'll head west following threats that he's issued to withhold federal aid from LA unless it changes its water policies, falsely claiming that conservation efforts are responsible for fire hydrants running dry. The president says, "We shouldn't give California anything until they let water flow down." Dozens of people were killed from the blazes, which tore through multiple neighborhoods, with firefighters often overwhelmed. Meanwhile, Hurricane Helene was the deadliest to strike the mainland in two decades, leaving hundreds of fatalities.
Donald Trump says he would rather not impose tariffs on China, but describes them as America's one very big power over Beijing. In the latest comments from an interview with Fox News, he also says he plans to reach out to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Rare red weather warnings, meaning there's a danger to life, are in force in Northern Ireland and parts of Scotland. Storm Eowyn will bring gusts of 100 miles an hour in some areas. Millions of people in the UK are being told to stay at home and not travel in the storm. Meteorologist John Hammond says the forecast is bleak.
The disruption is built in because of the warnings, and the warnings are encouraging people to stay indoors, to avoid travel unless absolutely necessary. There will be power outages, there will be major travel disruption, and it's going to be a day of significant damage, I'm afraid, across those areas affected by that red warning in particular. 100-mile-an-hour gusts are entirely possible in the most exposed places, but actually more widely, 80 or 90-mile-an-hour gusts is enough to cause a lot of damage and disruption. Trees down, power lines down. There will be a lot of disruption to travel, so the advice is not to travel, and the advice, quite seriously, is to stay indoors.
Japan's central bank has raised interest rates to the highest level since 2008. It comes as inflation readings in the country have come in above target. From Tokyo, Rebecca Bunden.
At a two-day policy meeting that concluded on Friday, the Bank of Japan voted to raise its short-term policy rate to 0.5% from 0.25%. This was in line with economists' expectations, with the central bank citing the need for confidence in wage rise momentum. Markets have remained stable despite concerns about US President Donald Trump's first few days in office and the threat of tariff hikes. This created scope for the Bank of Japan to tighten monetary policy. Rebecca Bunn's in Tokyo.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at President Donald Trump's Thursday speech to the World Economic Forum in Davos. It was made virtually, and he offered a robust defense of his agenda, including his determination to apply substantial tariffs to goods from countries that he believes are, in his words, ripping America off, and with whom the US has a trade deficit. It indicated that Trump and the forum are going to be strange bedfellows, according to Stephen Barber, a professor of global affairs at University College London.
Donald Trump doesn't seem that interested in the economic elite at Davos. He's gathered his own economic elite around his early presidency and all those more friendly billionaires, if you like, who are all in Washington. You can see a contrast between his worldview and the Davos worldview. The World Economic Forum has all its concerns for climate change, global health, and that jars with those executive orders where he's pulled out of the Paris Accord, he's pulled out of the World Health Organization. And it's interesting because at Davos, of course, it's full of those who would usually consider themselves to be allies of the United States and are now bracing themselves for the threat of tariffs in particular.
One prominent American CEO has softened his critique of Trump's tariff policies. Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan, once fearful of the inflationary impact of tariffs, now says if they're good for national security, then people should get over it.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump on Friday visits North Carolina and California, two states recently ravaged by disasters. Donald Trump says he would rather not impose tariffs on China, but describes it as America's one very big power over Beijing. Rare red weather warnings, meaning a danger to life, are enforced in parts of the UK. And Japan's central bank has raised interest rates to the highest level since 2008. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Rated R safety show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront costs whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina.
South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings,
and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely freeform Friday. Oh, is it going to do it? Okay, it's going to do it. Okay, so let's get into some more stuff. A study of adults in the United Kingdom suggests that people with ADHD live shorter lives than those without. For women, the amount of is between 6.5 and 11 fewer years of expectancy. For men, between 4.5 and 9 years fewer. The research notes that it's not the disorder itself that trims the lifespan, but unhealthy coping mechanisms for those who are treated, or not treated, better saying. This is according to the University of London. So how do you feel about that one? I don't know. I don't have enough data to agree or disagree. Just tell you what it says. Also, take a listen to this. Don Lemon is standing with his pal, fellow ousted news anchor Matt Lauer. The former CNN consultant thinks that Lauer, who was booted from the Today Show after several women accused him of sexual harassment, will be making a comeback, but this time in a podcast world. I think that he could come back digitally. He can set his own course, but I only got to know Matt Lauer, you know, the whole situation. Lemon said that during an appearance on the Hollywood Raw podcast, I think the public loves him. The public misses him. And it's been 7 years since Lauer left the Today Show in the thick of the Me Too reckoning. This is according to the New York Post. Idea. Maybe the two with a will collaborate on a podcast and it could be called Lemon and Lauer Hour. Seriously, think about it. Lemon and Lauer Hour. How does it not go? How does it not rhyme? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, come on. Just one of those things to think about. Some things to go over, of course. Okay. So I will tread lightly with the next stuff, but we need to talk about it anyways. 10 films nominated for the Best Picture this year at the Academy Awards include Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Amelia Paris, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, and The Substance in the Wicked. So think about that. Timothée Chalamet is nominated in, he's not nominated, but he's in two of the movies for the top 10. So if one of his movies wins, does that mean that he is better than himself than what he was? I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. So there you go. Also, Carla Sofía Gascón nomination for Amelia Paris marks the first time that a trans woman has been nominated in the Best Actress category. Co-star Zoe Saldana earned a nod for the Best Supporting Actress in a flick. But Selena Gomez was completely snubbed, and Kieran Culkin and Jeremy Strong, who competed for an Emmy in the Best Acting category for their pair of parts in Succession, are both nominated, but in the different projects this time. Culkin stars in A Real Pain and Strong in Apprentice. With Best Actor nod, Timothée Chalamet is the Oscars' youngest two-time nominee in the category since James Dean. Overall, Amelia Paris picked up 13 total nominations, and Wicked and The Brutalist earned 10. The Academy Awards will air on March the 2nd on ABC and Hulu. So there you go. Also, the Culkin family and actor Macaulay Culkin recently offloaded their Manhattan loft that he bought as a teenager. The more than 4,800 square foot pad sold for, sold off the market around $7.75 million. Culkin, who is now 44, purchased the place back in 1999 for $1.75 million. So there you go. You know, Kevin from Home Alone. Just in case. It's kind of sad sometimes when actors are really so defined by a certain role that if you mention their name, people are not 100% sure. But if you say, oh, yes, this person that played this, and then you name the name, people know exactly what you're talking about. It gets a little scary. Just saying. Okay, Netflix has also renewed Love is Blind through season 10. Season 8 is set to debut on February the 14th and will feature a new group of singles from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Also, Vanessa and Nick Lachey will return to host. This is according to THR. So there you go. Okay, what else do we got? So we're going to have this coming up. Am I in the Knox final court battle? Adam Scott's fake drug problems. Sean Combs files for a lawsuit of his own, and big changes at CNN. And a Scouting for Boys hits shelves for the first time in England, and the precursor to the Boy Scouts of America of the date in history. So we'll talk about all that fun stuff. So don't worry about that, because, you know, what else are we going to do? Huh? I'm just saying.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Rated R. Safety show.
Okay, an Australian cruise company has apologized after the costumes raised concerns that the costumes that were worn by the crew that were way too similar to the KKK hoods during a Christmas cruise in Melbourne to Tasmania. Some crew dressed up while overalls and pointy hats attached to a mast and were supposed to be represent snow cones. Footage and video of the bizarre display started making the rounds this week online after the story got picked up by the Uzzes Media. Hold on.
The Uzzes
Media. A rep for the cruise line says in a statement the crew members were horrified and extremely apologetic when they learned about the distress of the outfits could cause. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience this caused passengers and to the passengers and the broader community. Worth asking, why should snow cones be represented by pointy hats at the end? This is according to USA Today. There's videos of it all over the place online, so you can find those if you're so interested in doing so. Supposedly, or allegedly, we'll put it to you that way, the crew did not know what the Ku Klux Klan was and didn't even know what it represented when they had that off. But once they found out the information, they took it off immediately. So there you go. That's the info that I got for you.
Radio.
Okay, police in Greece say that an ancient statue has been handed over for professional safekeeping after a man found the relic in a large plastic bag next to the garbage bins. The 30-inch marble artifact appears to depict someone in a draping toga, though without any arms or head. Initial analysis suggests that the statue depicts some kind of deity and dates as far back as 323 BC. While archaeologists do their part, law enforcement began investigating how the statue ended up alongside a refuge, whether it was tossed as part of a illicit tracking scheme. Greek laws has tight controls governing the discovery and handling of artifacts connected to ancient history. This is according to People, not like People, but like People the magazine. Okay, so just wanted to make sure. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this one. Italy highest court upheld Amanda Knox's 2024 slander conviction for falsely accusing the Kungluz bar owner Patrick Lumumba of murdering her British roommate Meredith Kircher in 2007. Patrick said that he was satisfied with the verdict, telling the media outlets Amanda was wrong. The sentence has to accompany her for the rest of her life. Knox, who watched the verdict from her home in the U.S., will not serve any jail time, as she was credited for the time that she served for the initial murder conviction. She made a series of posts prior to the ruling declaring her innocent, writing, "It doesn't get easier no matter how many times I've been through this." In 2008, a man named Ruby Gwed was convicted for Kircher's murder. He was released in 2021. So there you go. A lot of stuff. Do I admit, talk about this one? Sure. Okay, Jamie Foxx and Alice Hutstep have split. The couple were last spotted together in October during a vacation in Mexico. No word on what caused the split, but sources close to Foxx says that he's happy and busy with his new comedy special and project in the works. Okay. There you go. Okay, let's get swampy for a moment. Never in modern American history has the federal government worked with such swift ruthlessness in implementing a new president agenda. In addition to the flurry executive orders unwinding the disastrous DEI policy and mobilizing the abundant resources to undo the damages of illegal immigration, the United States Senate is working more like a small startup office. Keep in mind that the editor of this show, or not the editor of the show, but the editor of some of these news stories, writes some of this shit in there in regards to disastrous and unwinding. I don't know if it was disastrous. I'm just telling you what this person wrote. Majority Leader John Thune announced on Thursday morning that the Senate will take up consideration for Kristi Noem's nomination to lead the Department of Homeland Security immediately after voting on Secretary of Defense nominee Pete Hegseth. This means the Senate will work through the weekend, though at least the end of next week. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso's, a top lieutenant for Thune, says that the Senate will remain in session until they confirmed all the President Donald Trump's committee and nominees. I kind of chuckle about this. Oh my God, they're going to work through the weekend. So tell me more. That's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes you have to put in some extra effort and do some shit. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay, that you're going to have to work through the weekend. Okay, so let's see. What else does this mean? Meanwhile, a memo circulating at the Office of Personnel Management has ordered that all government agencies to implement the return to office plan by the end of this week. Well, it doesn't mean that bureaucratic assets will be in the seats as soon as Monday morning. A schedule and a plan to get them there needs to be. Even by standards of some large operations, this swift movement and action is head spinning. So we're going to see what happens here over the next little bit. What do you think about that? What do you think about the working from home versus having to be there immediately? I mean, I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, don't get me wrong. Even though there are studies that show that under certain circumstances, the people that work from home work more hours because they try to split up their days. Now, I don't know. I can only tell you what studies say, and who the hell was asked during those questions. I would have to make that up too, because I am not 100% sure. So take a listen to this. The Dow gained 408 points to close at 44,565 on Thursday, and the S&P increased by 32 points to close at 6,118, and the Nasdaq increased by 44 points to close at 20,053, representing record closes for the Nasdaq and S&P. West Texas Intermediate closed at $74 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13 on Thursday. And Bitcoin slipped on Thursday just around $103,000. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $28 million jackpot or a $12.5 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $46 million jackpot or a $20.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Anyway, take a listen to this real quick because you might be interested. The UK teenager with the connection of Al-Qaeda who brutally stabbed three girls and injured 10 others at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class the last summer has been sentenced to 13 terms of life in prison. Axel avoided the sentence of life without parole because he was only 17 at the time of the attack. Taylor Swift said that she was completely in shock after the incident, which took place in July. A month later, she took to meet with some of the girls who were injured in the incident. The Eras Tour is at Wembley Stadium. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. A lot of interesting stuff for sure. 13 terms of life in prison. So I don't know how you're going to get the parole, but we'll see how that ends up going. Okay, take a listen to this one real quick. Sean Combs is suing one of his many accusers, their lawyer and Nexstar Media for defamation. He claims that their public statement caused him economic and reputational harm and tainted his rights to a fair trial with an impartial jury. In the suit, Combs accuses the man by the name of Courtney Burgess of lying and having videos of him involved in the sexual assault of celebrities and minors. Let's see, Courtney Burgess' lawyer and Nexstar are named as co-defendants because of their roles in promoting the allegedly reckless false statements, though a news station story, which is owned by Nexstar. Combs is demanding a jury trial on the matter. This is according to People Magazine. Also, Flavor Flav is partnering up with GoFundMe and Black Music Action Coalition to raise funds for Black families displaced in the inferno in LA. I urge only Black artists and musicians and creators, but everyone to come together and continue to help to help those who are still in desperate need, he captioned on the post on Instagram. As of Wednesday, the GoFundMe is halfway to his goal of $100,000. This is according to Flavor Flav and GoFundMe. So a lot of stuff right there. Okay, 32 minutes past top of the hour. It is a Freeform Friday. So you know what that means? We're going to do it different.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety
From
Show.
From Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday visits North Carolina and California, two American states recently ravaged by natural disasters. He's touring damage from Hurricane Helene, which hit the southeast United States in September, and also Los Angeles, where wildfires continue to burn, having destroyed swathes of the city. Benji Heyer reports.
This will be Donald Trump's first trip of his second term. He'll head west following threats that he's issued to withhold federal aid from LA unless it changes its water policies, falsely claiming that conservation efforts are responsible for fire hydrants running dry. The president says we shouldn't give California anything until they let water flow down. Dozens of people were killed from the blazes, which tore through multiple neighborhoods, with firefighters often overwhelmed. Meanwhile, Hurricane Helene was the deadliest to strike the mainland in two decades, leaving hundreds of fatalities.
Donald Trump says he would rather not impose tariffs on China, but describes them as America's one very big power over Beijing. In the latest comments from an interview with Fox News, he also says he plans to reach out to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Rare red weather warnings, meaning there's a danger to life, are in force in Northern Ireland and parts of Scotland. Storm Eowyn will bring gusts of 100 miles an hour in some areas. Millions of people in the UK are being told to stay at home and not travel in the storm. Meteorologist John Hammond says the forecast is bleak.
The disruption is built in because of the warnings, and the warnings are encouraging people to stay indoors, to avoid travel unless absolutely necessary. There will be power outages. There will be major travel disruption. And it's going to be a day of significant damage, I'm afraid, across those areas affected by that red warning in particular. 100-mile-an-hour gusts are entirely possible in the most exposed places, but actually more widely, 80 or 90-mile-an-hour gusts is enough to cause a lot of damage and disruption. Trees down, power lines down. There will be a lot of disruption to travel, so the advice is not to travel, and the advice, quite seriously, is to stay indoors.
Japan's central bank has raised interest rates to the highest level since 2008. It comes as inflation readings in the country have come in above target. From Tokyo, Rebecca Bunden.
At a two-day policy meeting that concluded on Friday, the Bank of Japan voted to raise its short-term policy rate to 0.5% from 0.25%. This was in line with economists' expectations, with the central bank citing the need for confidence in wage rise momentum. Markets have remained stable despite concerns about US President Donald Trump's first few days in office and the threat of tariff hikes. This created scope for the Bank of Japan to tighten monetary policy. Rebecca Bunds in Tokyo.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at President Donald Trump's Thursday speech to the World Economic Forum in Davos. It was made virtually, and he offered a robust defense of his agenda, including his determination to apply substantial tariffs to goods from countries that he believes are, in his words, ripping America off, and with whom the US has a trade deficit. It indicated that Trump and the forum are going to be strange bedfellows, according to Stephen Barber, a professor of global affairs at University College London.
Donald Trump doesn't seem that interested in the economic elite at Davos. He's gathered his own economic elite around his early presidency and all those more friendly billionaires, if you like, who are all in Washington. You can see a contrast between his worldview and the Davos worldview. The World Economic Forum has all its concerns for climate change, global health, and that jars with those executive orders where he's pulled out of the Paris Accord, he's pulled out of the World Health Organization. And it's interesting because at Davos, of course, it's full of those who would usually consider themselves to be allies of the United States and are now bracing themselves for the threat of tariffs in particular.
One prominent American CEO has softened his critique of Trump's tariff policies. Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan, once fearful of the inflationary impact of tariffs, now says if they're good for national security, then people should get over it.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump on Friday visits North Carolina and California, two states recently ravaged by disasters. Donald Trump says he would rather not impose tariffs on China, but describes it as America's one very big power over Beijing. Rare red weather warnings, meaning a danger to life, are enforced in parts of the UK. And Japan's central bank has raised interest rates to the highest level since 2008. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions
on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R, Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
I wish it would stay until the end of my days. Anyways, you are taking a listen to the Rated R Safety Show. The song that's currently playing is Soul King by John Worthy. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. So there you go. Some options for you to take a listen to it at. We would like to thank John Worthy for allowing us to be worthy enough to play this song on here. Okay, so there you go. Some stuff always going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is how we set it up. That is for sure. So let's start talking about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. And healing is possible. Yep, things can get better. No doubt about that as we are talking. So to find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, and trauma is right there. More information, of course. That's just to name a few of them. But there's all kinds of stuff right there. So as you get there, TWLOHA.com, Find Help. There you go. Could change everything for you. You just don't know what can happen next. That's a great part about it. Okay, so let's talk about some things that are going on real quick. Flight risk. Yes, Megan. Yes, Megan. Accompanying, let's see, a pilot is transporting an air marshal accompanying a fugitive to trial as they cross the Alaskan wilderness. Yes, the Alaskan wilderness intentions soar and trust is tested as not everyone on board is who they say they are. Comes out today, PG-13. Inheritance comes out today. It's a thriller when Maya learns that her father, Sam, was once a spy, and she suddenly finds herself at the center of an international conspiracy. So that comes out today, rated R. Also, Presence, a rated R horror movie. In a family that becomes convinced that they are not alone after moving into their new home in the suburbs. So there you go, some stuff going on. There are some movies for you, some things to watch if you want to do that. Okay, so take a listen to this. According to a new survey, Shogun was the most liked TV show of 2024. In a Talker research poll of 2,000 adults in the U.S., 94% of those who watch FX historical drama is a favorable rating, with 65% calling it great. The Bear, another FX show, did very well in the poll, with 92% viewers of season 3 ranking it good or great. Also ranking right up there is Landman with 91% approval rating. The most watched show among the survey, it was Fallout, Amazon Prime's adaptation of the video game series, followed by The Order of the Penguin, Dune, Prophecy, Season 2 of The House of Dragon, the Season 2 of The Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, and the most watched movies of 2024, according to the survey, were Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Deadpool and Wolverine, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, A Quiet Place Day One, and Twisters. The moral of the story, make sequels. The thing I find the most inspiring about the survey results is this: not a reality show or a crappy reality competition show among them. So there you go. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this real quick. If you have not watched Landman and you want to know some stuff about the oil fields, not exactly, but some stuff about the oil fields, that's definitely the show to watch. Landman on Paramount Plus. So there you go. Anyway, take a listen to this. After releasing a behind-the-scenes footage of It Ends With Us to refute Blake Lively's sexual harassment claims, Justin Baldoni is now rumored to be creating a website to share the details of his defense. The footage is evidence against it. Lively claims that he interacted with her inappropriately during the dance scene. This comes after Baldoni filed a suit against Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds, her publicist, and the New York Times for the claims that it is a smear campaign. Meanwhile, Lively team reacted to the release, calling it damning and arguing and corroborates her accusation. So I don't know. I sat there last night and watched the 10 minute video, and I'm confused on what I'm watching. Like, seriously, I watched it and I had more questions than answers when it was all said and done. But definitely, if you want to give it a view, give it a view. That is for sure. So there you go. Anyway, take a listen to this. It has been has been a particular turbulent week in global affairs, coming after a particular turbulent year. The word kindness has been chosen as Oxford's Children's Word of the Year for 2024, and it is an example of eternal optimism of youth. The word has picked by children. More than 6,000 kids aged 6 to 14 were asked to select the word that they think best summed up 2024 by Oxford University Press OUP. According to teachers, the choice was kindness, selected by 61% of them, reflects the growing awareness among people who are impacted by mental health and the contribution of kindness that can make mental well-being. Oxford defines kindness as the quality of the state of being kind of nature, disposition, and demonstrations of the actions or conduct. But one child may have summed up the word even better, saying, "We should treat everyone with kindness, but never truly know how much it could help someone." Yeah, 61% of kids picked up kindness, and 39% probably just needed a snack. Maybe we should let the kids run things. Clearly, they've got the priority straight. Plus, we get to eat some gummies for dinner. I'm just saying in general. Anyways, very interesting time. I wonder if they gave them like some word choices to pick from. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring somebody who brings kindness all the time. Here's some John Smalls coming your way right now.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Heidi. Jim Henson said, "Life is like a movie. Write your own ending. Keep believing. Keep pretending." Adorable quote from a super cool guy. For those of you who don't recognize the name, Jim Henson is the creator of The Muppets. And if you don't know who that is, well, you need to check into that. And I agree with Mr. Henson. We need to keep believing in ourselves and work on that storybook ending for your journey through life. If there's something happening that you don't like, turn the page and write a new chapter. Plan for a happy ending and work towards that each and every day. It may not be easy, but it absolutely is worth it.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your motivational quotes can be submitted for an upcoming program at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. After supper, on the day of my baby sister's funeral, we fled the house, but we could not escape our grief. It filled the car as we drove through the December night, looking at Christmas lights. It was my grief-stricken father's way of restoring our faith, his way of reminding us that what happened that first Christmas so long ago changed everything, even Carolyn's death. Now we had a new hope, the hope of being reunited with Carolyn in heaven, where, as John so eloquently writes, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there'll be no more death or mourning. Lord, may the promise of eternal life restore our joy, no matter how deep our grief. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Roy's Safety Show.
The M23 rebel group's advance toward eastern Congo's largest city has forced over 178,000 people to flee in the last 2 weeks, according to the United Nations.
The M23 has continued to make notable gains, though their intention to seize Goma remains uncertain. The rebels previously captured the city in 2012, holding it for more than a week. Congolese officials reported that the group has now taken control of Minova, a strategically important town on a key supply route leading to Goma, a central hub for both security operations and humanitarian assistance. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Colombia's government is reinstating arrest warrants for the leadership of the country's largest rebel group, citing attacks on civilians amid a violent territorial conflict with dissident guerrillas over control of a coca-producing region near the Venezuelan border.
President Gustavo Petro's administration had paused these warrants in 2022 as part of an effort to broker peace with the National Liberation Army, or ELN, a group that has been engaged in armed insurgency insurgency for six decades. Joseph Ekerson reporting.
Steve Bannon is pushing for a more combative legal team to defend him in his upcoming trial on charges of defrauding donors to an online fundraiser for a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Bannon made his case during a court hearing on Wednesday.
I've been the target of political persecution for years, and I need attorneys who will aggressively use every available strategy to fight this, Bannon said. He entered a not guilty plea in 2022 to allegations that he defrauded contributors to the We Build the Wall crowdfunding campaign. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A New York esthetician has been arrested for allegedly purchasing counterfeit Botox from China and administering it to patients without proper licensing, federal prosecutors announced.
Joey Grant Luther, 54, faces allegations of wire fraud, smuggling, and related offenses tied to importing counterfeit and misbranded drugs. Luther operated JGL Aesthetics, a medical spa located in New York City's Hell's Kitchen neighborhood. Prosecutors noted that the Botox in question was not approved by the FDA. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A tragic fire claimed the lives of two children and two adults early Wednesday morning in a Kansas City, Missouri suburb where freezing temperatures compounded the devastation.
The blaze, which broke out at around 6 a.m. at the Indy Ridge Apartments in Independence, left victims including two children, aged 3 and 8. Independence Fire Chief Jimmy Walker confirmed the deaths in a news conference, calling it a sad day for the community and emphasizing the need for solidarity during the aftermath. Lawrence Keller reporting.
President Donald Trump unveiled a new joint venture named Stargate, which aims to inject billions of dollars in private investments into artificial intelligence infrastructure across the United States.
Oracle, SoftBank, and OpenAI announced their commitment to invest roughly $500 billion over the next 4 years as part of the initiative. Together, these world-leading technology giants are launching Stargate, Trump said during his first full day as president at a White House briefing. This new American enterprise will invest at least $500 billion. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's start talking right away about the things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, former Olympic team doctor Larry Nassar, who was found guilty of molesting over 150 girls, is sentenced to 40 to 175 years in a Michigan state prison. That is in addition to the 60 years he received for the federal child pornography charges from the previous year. That happened back on this date in 2018. Also, let's take a look at some birthdays that are going on today. Henry Ruggs III turns 26. Michael Provost turns 27. James Kennedy, 33. Rage Gene Page turns 37. Misha Barton turns 39. Justin Baldoni turns 41. David Diggs, 43. Tatiana Ali turns 46. Kristen Satchel, 47. Ed Helms, 51. Kenya Moore turns 54. Matthew Lillard turns 55, Mary Lou Retton 57, and Neil Diamond turns 84 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Peanut Butter Day. It's National Compliment Day. It's International Day of Education and National Fun at Work Day. Does that mean you're getting off early? I mean, I'm just asking the question. So there you go. Some days to celebrate for sure. Okay, if you need a rando joke for today, I got one of those for you. What a year this week has been. You get it? Yeah, I hope you do. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What scientific discovery does the world really need right now? Scientific, I said. Yes, scientific. That's the important portion there. Okay, what else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 80% of women said that they'd never do this with a significant other in public. What is it? Wear similar clothing. So hold on. Do behind the scenes, do you wear similar clothing as your significant other? Because if you do, I probably have some questions. And what exactly are you wearing? I'm just asking. I just want to have a better understanding. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, that's it. That's going to sum it up. Here's what I got for you. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, happiness is not a goal. It's a byproduct of life well lived. Think about that for a moment. That will really take you places. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Glows, glows, the way you glow, you change your mind, you're free, your soul. Feel that vibe like a summertime light, and living without you feels like dying.